Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The positive and then the fear. I mean, so, you know, I was thinking about this over the weekend, too. The Knicks are going into tonight's game against the Pistons, and as long as the Knicks are locked in, which they always are with Thibs, they should just mop the floor with this team. They're 42-28. They got 12 games to go. They're going to be favored. I looked at all of them. Probably 7 or 8 of the remaining 12. Play the Bulls a couple times, Pistons, Raptors, Nets. So they're going to crank out a bunch more wins. And right now, they're a half a game behind the Cavaliers for that third spot, but also right behind them at a 5-hole Orlando, so it's still tenuous. But this has been an amazing Knicks season. It really has.
Fantastic.
It's been fun. It's been wildly unpredictable. It's also been very frustrating because, let's face it, if Randall and Mitch to a lesser extent, and obviously OG, if they don't go down, who knows? Maybe this is a 55, 56, 58 win season, and they're the two seed. So, but suspending that for a moment, as much as we have all loved, if you're really a Knicks fan, this renaissance year, and even last year, Randall, Moose, I mean, time's ticking. He has not been cleared for contact. He's got a lot of rust to shake off. You think he makes it back?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I raised an eyebrow like 3 weeks ago when he met with the media and said surgery was still not off the table. I mean, that to me, if you're a Knicks fan, would say to yourself, okay, well, I don't know if I'm necessarily expecting Julius Randle back here anytime soon. And I think Randle's a warrior. I've spent a lot of time defending him. You know, last year was hurt in the playoffs. He's a Thibodeau guy. He kind of carries out the marching orders. He doesn't believe in, you know, load management or any of that kind of utter nonsense that has overtaken the NBA. You know, he's going to lay it on the line every time he takes on the court. I feel bad because, you know, he started that process. Do I think he's going to get back this year? I think by the day I become less and less confident that you see Julius Randle back. I really do because, let's be perfect, time is ticking. What, are you going to roll him back into the playoffs? Like,
you can't do that. He's got to get back before the regular season ends.
And you mentioned it. You got 12 games to go.
Yep.
So how big of a runway does he need in order to get back on the court to be able to find himself to where then he becomes the player that you can lean on to a certain extent? We all understand it's Jalen Brunson's team, but still, a guy that you lean on come playoff time to be the guy that was an all-star in two of the last 3 years.
I thought for sure he was going to find a way to will himself back. I'm less convinced today as I've ever been. And listen, again, the timing is what matters.
But that changes everything.
I know it does.
I mean, Brandon, that changes everything. In terms of what they could do? Well, yeah. In terms of what they can accomplish. Like, so Ananobi returns, then he has a flare-up with the elbow once again. Well, it's great that Mitchell Robinson's been cleared and has been taken on contact. Great, but Robinson's also like a walking injury. Every time he's back on the court, you wonder if he's going to be able to stay on the court. And what changes everything, as good of a year as this has been, in a strange way, you're like, well, what could it have been? Because you're not wrong in your assessment. And they were, if they stayed healthy and whole, they were on the periphery of being the number two seed behind the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. And now that's no longer part of the equation. And now if you don't get any of those players back consistently to be there for Thibodeau night in and night out, well, then you're looking at a ceiling to this team of maybe potentially not even getting to an Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, without Randall, I don't know how you do get there. I wouldn't put it past them just because his team's so resilient. But what this does is this just, again, underscores how amazing Tom Thibodeau is. He's not Red Holtzman. He's not Pat Riley. Okay.
Oh, I love him.
I mean, I love him. I love him because this team is ready to play every night and all the different – they've had like three or four versions of the Knicks this year.
And it's really, we as Knicks fans been watching this for a long time where there's been ineptitude, where there's been a disconnect between the front office and the coaching staff and players on the court, where it's been more negative headlines than there has been positive, where they've been mocked out. And it's been tough being a Knicks fan since the Ewing days. It really has been.
It's been awful.
It's been awful, right? Aside from Carmelo, the 54-win
season.
Everyone talks about the 54-win season.
Like they won the championship.
Right, outside of that, I mean, Marbury and interview that he did with Bruce Beck. So you had to go through all that. Now it's so refreshing because Leon Rose and Thibodeau were on the same page, and he's given him players that are not only good, but the Knicks have built a culture within that building, and he's given them players that buy into what Tom Thibodeau is preaching.
Yeah, that's important stuff. I'm happy
to throw that in. That makes sense.
So let me get the executive and the coach. They work in harmony. Ooh, yes. What a concept. Wow. And it really has been fun. We'll see where it goes. But, you know, that clock is moving. And if Randall's going to get back, he's going to have to make it soon. Let's see.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.